Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dispatches leave from a country gone insane.
Yes.
This is fascinating. This toilet paper shortage is very interesting. Because, like, why, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you wouldn't think they're... How do you put this? You wouldn't think we'd need more of it, right? I mean, there's only a fixed amount we need, right?
This is considered to be a respiratory problem, not a digestive one.
I know. I'm serious. Well, the first thing I have ever seen that makes any sense to explain this, right? You want to hear this?
I want to hear it.
All right. Well, the reason is the thing behind the toilet paper shortage, basically.
Behind the toilet paper shortage? Never mind. Behind? Sorry.
So bad. So bad. All right. Is this. It's not just because of hoarding. That's part of it. Because a lot of people went out and said, hey, you know, I don't want to go out, so I'm going to go get all my stuff, right? So that's kind of driving the beef thing, too. But a big part of it is actually because usually the toilet paper supply is split between corporate and home bathrooms, right? Now we all need it for home, and the supply chain isn't set up to distribute that way.
Okay.
So the corporate supply chain is actually lagging, while the actual supply chain for the home is, you know, it's like half of it. So that makes sense. So they're trying to figure out how to retool it to get to corporate supply in the stores, but it's not packaged that way at the factory. So, I mean, they have to go all the way back to the factory level. The corporate toilet paper is packaged differently. It's bought in bigger bulk.
Right. Okay.
Although I imagine now people would buy it in pretty big bulk if they could get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I do notice that there are certain employees that tend to frequently occupy certain stalls on a regular basis.
Yeah, that goes on in the women's room here, too.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I don't want to go into people's personal bathroom habits, but I'll be honest with you. I generally don't wait to get to work to take care of business, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. So.
But and then sometimes that's necessary. That's true. But there's some folks that seem to be regular customers, so to speak.
Oh, I know. You know, you can't help but wonder corporately. I've been waiting to see this. You think, I mean, corporations, you must have to keep the TP under lock and key now, right?
Actually, in the men's room here on the second floor, because, you know, first floor is sales and administration, that's pretty much wiped out. Those folks hadn't been here in a while. I have not seen a shortage. It is in good supply.
Well, other things in the supply chain that have gotten whacked with the NCAA men's basketball tournament not, like, going on.
Oh, yeah.
Normally we consume, and we've talked about this before on the show, unbelievable amounts of chicken wings, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now there's a surplus of chicken wings.
Oh, good.
In the country.
Prices will come down.
Yeah. So, you know, that's going on.
So if I can't get my ground beef, at least I can get some chicken wings.
Yes. And 53% of Americans think medical marijuana dispensaries should count as essential businesses.
Hey, you know, whatever.
Right. So
even though it is still not legal in the country federally.
Oh, shoot.
Federal Look, law. Who pays attention to that silly federal law? You know, like marijuana laws and immigration and. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah, no, really. Meanwhile, well, speaking of laws, I mean, like, you know, why should we care about that? Because it turns out. Have you seen this from Breitbart? The FBI may have. Now we're finding out the FBI may have obtained FISA warrants. With non-existent supporting documents. Like, they didn't even try. They file these FISA applications to spy on people they just don't like.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Not actual criminals, people they just don't like. And they, like Donald Trump. And they have to, like, they put all their court case together for the judges and they, file the names of the documents and stuff, right? Well, they'll just list the documents and figure the judge won't read them, apparently. And the judge apparently doesn't. And the documents were never real. So what they were doing was they were just filing like names of documents that supposedly support the reason we need to spy on this person and completely tear apart their Fourth Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. And they didn't even bother to put there were no documents. They just lied that there were.
Boy, you know, if you or I tried that.
Lee, in an honest country with a functioning justice system,
yeah.
That's you go to prison for that.
Yeah.
And you should. You should go to prison for that. We should see them in orange jumpsuits. You just lied to the court. You lied to the court about the existence of evidence? Okay, and then the next question, from covering this for years, I could tell you this. Go try that at a county level court. See how that works out for you as your police officer.
Yeah.
Not only will you be fired, your superiors will be fired. You'll be damn lucky if you're not prosecuted. You probably will be prosecuted. But if the warrant that you used to go after criminal X was based on a fake document you told the judge you had, but you had no such thing, that guy, the one you put in prison, he's walking too. My question is, where are the convictions from these? Were there any convictions from these? And where are those people? Because at the county court level, those people would walk out of prisons and their sentences, their convictions would be completely vacated and wiped off the books. I've seen this happen in North Carolina. There was a lab that they had one lab tech. This was incredible. They had one lab tech who was just basically faking results.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that?
Yes.
And just out of laziness, not like any kind of criminal conspiracy. And literally, not just the cases, the convictions from that person or from, you know, from those tests, right? Yep. Those specific tests. Because there were a bunch of other techs doing just fine at that lab. Every test.
Throw it all out.
From every case. Yep. From that lab. For all the years that individual worked there, including cases that individual's hands never touched, all of those convictions were thrown out. So here's my question. Where are the people the FBI put away with this crap?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my next question. If they made up evidence, literally made it up, didn't exist at all, they made it up. That's the evidence they used to spy on the people, right? To get the evidence to then convict them with. The next question here is, did they make up the evidence they convicted them with? Because if they made up the evidence they used to spy on them, Lee, that would mean they didn't have any, wouldn't it?
Right.
So that would mean that they probably didn't have any when they went to court. I mean, if we can't trust them not to lie and make up evidence to get warrants to spy, then certainly we cannot trust them. I mean, all of these cases, everyone 100% ought to be hauled up. And these people off the top.
Yep.
Ought to be let out of prison. And the guys, the FBI agents who did this, should go into prison. Maybe we can clean out the cells of the people they sent there. That's how serious this is.
But who's paying attention to that right
like,
now?
I'll give you another example of this. Back when I was in Charlotte, there were two officers who were running a protection racket. They were in Vice. And what they were doing was there were certain drug dealers that they would not arrest. They had deals with them, right, basically. And they would go after the drug dealers that those drug dealers wanted off the street because competition, right? And so in exchange for this, these officers were pocketing cash. They were getting some of the drug proceeds. Okay. Every single conviction those officers were ever involved in, including traffic tickets, from back before they were even on the Vice Squad, wiped out.
Wow.
All of it. It was over 1,000 cases. Even though they only had specific evidence that they had, and they hadn't even fixed cases, they had just ignored criminal activity on behalf of certain drug dealers. So there was never any evidence that they actually, you know what I mean, like fixed a case or falsely convicted him. They didn't even have that. But just that small amount of malfeasance on the part of those officers, every case they were ever involved in. Even cases, Lee, where they were one of several officers to testify, wiped out. Convictions overturned. Out the door those criminals went. Many of whom deserved to be where they were. So that's how serious this is. But somehow, when the FBI does, it ain't no big thing. You say, well, the FBI, they meant well. They knew that was a bad guy. They could tell by looking at him. And even if they made up all the evidence, that's okay. So in an honest country right now, they would be pulling every darn case of everybody, any of these agents involved in any of this ever was involved with. And we'd begin the process of overturning convictions.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing that, though, are they?
No.
Not that I know of. I mean, not that I've been able to find anywhere. So you know what the FBI is? They are the country's law enforcement royalty. Because you know how he used to work with the king, right? Yeah. Life or death was in his hands or her hands if it was a queen, you know, back in the day. So, I mean, you lived or died, according to the king. That's justice was just whatever they said on that day.
Yeah.
So that's where we are now. We have law enforcement royalty. Boy, if I was a cop sitting in a car listening to this right now, this would chafe me.
Mm-hmm.
This would absolutely, because, you know, you're thinking, wow, I could go to prison for being slightly dishonest in my testimony before the court under oath. Yeah, you could, but not if you're FBI. It's just whatever they say. And they act, you know what kills me? They act so calm about this.
Yes.
Like, just like, well, there was some missing documentation. No, that's a crime right there. That is falsifying evidence. That's making it up. We call that framing people when it's CSI. We get that when it's on TV. Why don't we get it when it's the FBI? These people are profoundly corrupt. Lee, I am terrified of this organization. I mean, those three letters for the rest of my life are terrifying when I see them in print. At this point, honest to God, how far are we from these people being the Stasi? And God forbid they ever had any more power.
Well, look at the current situation, and you see an opportunity.
Non-existent supporting documents that they told the court existed. They didn't even bother to obtain them. Never existed. Told the court they did. That's a criminal enterprise.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, those are crimes. I mean, it's a criminal. The FBI is a criminal enterprise. You know what's fascinating about this? So this has been coming out for, what, a week now? Have you seen anybody, like, talk about firing any of these people?
No.
Even forget prosecuting them. They should be prosecuted. Firing them. It's all good. They're law enforcement royalty.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, the show will continue in a moment after we pause for this announcement from one of our new sponsors.
Introducing Tabasco brand hand sanitizer. Now you can kill germs the Cajun way. And with an 80% alcohol mixture and 20% red hot pepper sauce, it not only disinfects, it also prevents you from sticking your fingers in your eyes, nose, and mouth. Trust me, if you touch your face once after using Tabasco brand hand sanitizer, you won't do it a second time. Tabasco brand hand sanitizer, now available in original red, green jalapeno, and habanero pepper.
And remember, don't touch your face. Okay. Texter writes, how about the court itself? Obviously, they did not check the evidence, so they're not doing their job worth a darn either. Thanks, Dan. Yeah, see, that's the thing with the FISA court. Apparently, they're just handing out these FISA spy warrants like candy, and they're just like, hey, here, have a spy warrant. Spy on the president. We don't care. Absolutely unbelievable. If you're just tuning in, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that the FBI, like, so sloppy with these warrants to spy on Americans. And these are unbelievably powerful warrants. I mean, these are two jump warrants, three jumps total. The original person, everyone they've ever been in contact with, and everyone they've ever been in contact with. And to give you some idea, the one that they got on Carter Page gave them the jump to everybody in the Trump family, which gave them the jump to everybody in Congress. But if you so much as copied somebody on a group email, they can then spy on that person. It's an un-freaking-leavable amount of power. That's how the FBI was using it. And so when you look at this, you've obtained FISA warrants using non-existent supporting documents. So what they did is they said, oh, yeah. So as you file one of these warrants, you've got to justify, like, every line. And we need to spy on them because, you know, there might be Russian collusion because of X. And here's supporting document A, B, C, and D. Well, they were just making up names for supporting documents. They didn't actually exist. The evidence didn't actually exist. They just claimed it did. And again, folks, in this situation, it's what we're not hearing the mask that's the scariest. Did I get any convictions from these? Did that evidence exist? Or did they just make it up? What have they made up? How many agents were involved here? Why are they still working? They still active duty? Why are they not in handcuffs? Got any plans to fire these people? Or no, we're just going to retrain them? How do you teach somebody to have ethics and morals? This is criminal. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm here to tell you the FBI is hopeless, folks. They're hopeless. They're absolutely hopeless. Texture writes, hey, Tara, do you think arrests are coming soon? I don't know. Don't you think the timing of all this is interesting, though? The sudden, absolute, and total complete panic over tens of thousands of deaths when we have tens of thousands of deaths from upper respiratory stuff every year? We never panicked about it before. Don't you think that's strange? Do you think a lot of things are strange? Here, like this. What country, we can all agree on this, what country were we at war with economically? Can you name the country? I mean, if this country best known for us to be at war with them economically, why, that would be China. Where'd this thing come from? China. And by that, I don't mean I think it's a bioweapon. They don't need a bioweapon. Chinese government had bragged that they were literally sending scientists into bat caves because they had discovered there were thousands of deadly viruses literally on bats' bodies. They had bragged that they had cataloged over 2,000 of them and had samples in the last decade. They did videos bragging about this. So there's no need to make up a bioweapon. Just pick one. Any of the ones cataloged at their labs. We could do it too. We probably have. So then what did they do? This is what this looks like to me. Then what did they do? They taught us to panic over it. They literally taught us how to panic over it. They released all the videos. People frantic in the streets, dying. Have you noticed, by the way, go back and look at some of those pictures. I did this a couple of weeks ago. Something wrong with those pictures. Bad wrong. You'll see what it is when you look at it. We have really good death stats now on this. We know who it kills. It kills older people, mostly. And the younger people it kills are very ill or they're incredibly obese. 300 pounders. We heard the doctor earlier. So when you hear, oh, well, it was a young person with no complicating, underlying conditions, how big were they? Because Dr. Stephen Smith, the guy running the clinic in New York, is like, we haven't seen anybody get seriously ill from this under the age of 70, right? Who's not obese? Massively obese, like 300 pounds, or the diabetic. They're sick. Go back and look at the pictures of the people supposedly struggling and dying in China. See if you see what's wrong with those pictures. See if you see how clear it is those were propaganda. They're all young. Remember the ones with the people desperately lining, they're laying in the, the floors of the hospitals? They're all young. They're all like 18 to 40. They're not old. It doesn't fit. Remember the doctor? The one courageously warning us. Remember him before he died? The good-looking one. The one who looks scripted? Yeah, you have to have a key to even get on the internet in China, issued by the government, right? You honestly think the Chinese government let a doctor, using his own name, somehow defeat the system and broadcast to the world that coronavirus was deadly? He was in the totally wrong demo to die. Died anyway, after getting three separate messages out to the public and they didn't stop him after the first one? You believe that? I don't. It's propaganda. We're just not used to it. We have an open society. This is economic warfare, folks. That's what this is. They taught us to panic, told us to do it, and then we did. Okay, Lee, before I jump on the line, this is fabulous. So we've learned that in March alone, and this is before the worst of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which has really hit the last, part of March, I guess, is in there. Worst of this, 701,000 jobs gone, breaking a record 10-year streak of employment gains. Mm-hmm. The unemployment rate up a whopping 25% in just 1 month. That takes a lot of work. And that's just March.
Yeah, and that's just part of what has happened.
Right. So according to NBC News, so it might be true, March's data represents the tip of the iceberg. However, since the survey was conducted in the first half of the month prior to the pandemic's grip on the economy. Right. So,
welcome to Pandemica.
Yeah. Have you seen this thing, what this looks like? Yeah, Pandemica. I know, really. Have you seen what this thing looks like on like just a chart, a graph? Like you're looking at employment rates, like going back to, this one goes back to 1940. And the spike in joblessness right now, like on a timeline that big, is still massive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, see, this is, you know, a once in an 80-year event, you know?
Let's hope. Let's hope it's once in a millennium.
Well, I mean, that's how big of a deal this economic interruption we are choosing is.
You're right. And that's the thing that's really interesting here. This is not a war, a shooting war.
No.
This is not an attack. This is the government saying, because of this issue, we're going to stop you from working.
Mm-hmm.
We are ordering business to come to a halt. We are telling individuals and corporations, you may not do this, and we'll let you know when we'll get back to you later.
Yep. So, that spike on the chart. I mean, these numbers, these astounding, record-breaking numbers, are only the beginning. And I keep asking, where are we going to be in 3 weeks then? If the rate of unemployment filings is doubling from 3.3 million, an all-time record in a week, last week to 6.6 million this week, that's doubling. Are we going to be, what are we going to do next week? We're going to be at 13 million for that week?
Yeah.
Anybody care? Anybody know?
After,
anybody care?
And those totals are going to ramp up pretty quickly.
And here's my next question too. What's the plan to come back with from this? Does anybody have one?
Yeah.
Do we even have that? We obviously have no plan whatsoever, no benchmarks to meet that we know. Okay, if we get here to this point in terms of cases or, you know, hospitals can handle this particular load, then we begin to sensibly open back up with some restrictions, maybe on social distancing or that sort of thing. Then we begin to open back up at this point, right? So we would like a target to hit, right? So we can begin to track, okay, this is how close we are to the target. Businesses can begin to watch this. Employees can begin to watch this. We don't even have that. It's completely nonsensical. There's no charts, there's no graphs, there's no plans, there's no targets, there's no benchmarks, there's nothing. Texture writes, Tara, we are all talking about how wrong this response is. How do we push back?
Well, it depends on whether or not you want to get the $100 a day fine or not, I guess.
Right, I know.
That they're getting ready to. That's what the city of Greenville is proposing.
Yeah, and I think the question is, when do we push back? Powerline had a great, there's one poll out there now. It's a Rasmussen poll. And this is the first one to kind of go negative on this economically, right? 59% of all voters, according to Rasmussen, are concerned that the government's cure for coronavirus threat may be worse than the problem. That's a big number.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first of these we've seen. 59% of all voters are concerned the cure for the coronavirus may be worse than the problem, including 32% within the 59% who are very concerned. A plurality of Americans, according to Rasmussen, now believe America can't afford an indefinite shutdown. So a plurality is obviously not a majority, but it's the biggest number, right? Plurality,
yeah,
so it's 46%.
Right. That's the biggest single of those who expressed an opinion, yes.
Right, yes. Yeah. So plurality now believe America can't afford an indefinite shutdown. Well, that is the plan that Fauci announced yesterday, an indefinite shutdown forever and ever, amen. We should stay shut down until there's not a single case of this. Well, that will never happen until we cure it. And we haven't even cured the flu. And we have vaccines for that, but I mean, we can't even get to down to zero cases of the flu. So like, I mean, never, I guess. I mean, what Fauci's essentially proposed yesterday was we never reopen. It's absolutely maddening. Eric in Spartanburg is on the line about the FISA court. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Tara. The FISA courts were unconstitutional when they were created. You know, it had no checks and balances. And you really had no way to be in front of your accuser. And it was done in secret. They could take you if they charged you, they could come and pick you up, take you, try you, send you to Guantanamo, and never tell anyone where you were at. These things are simple. We got to start from the beginning. You know, this was unconstitutional to begin with. It should be done away with. It never should have been allowed to exist. And when it exists, we try to promote this and talk about it, but it just never should have existed to begin with, and we need to get rid of it. And most of the things government do, some that question a while ago, how do we push back? But most of these things they do is fake, it's bluff. They can't really do it. The governor cannot tell us we can't go to the beach or we can't go any of this. This is all a bluff. And, you know, if they go give you a $100 ticket, you'll fight back and go get a jury trial every time. I want a jury trial. Let's try this. Let's get it from our peers. Let's get rid of it, you know. They just can't do these things. People are just sheepish, and they don't have the authority. Do you think they have the authority?
No, I don't. I don't think they do, especially not what they're doing with churches. Especially not what they're doing.
Yes, and they'll always try to take over. They always have. It don't matter who it is. It's all about power and money and people, what people turn into when they have it laid in front of them. But the FISA court is fake. It never should have been there. And go to work. I would not have shut down my business. If I had a restaurant, I believe, I would not have shut it down. And they'd have had to put me in jail, and I'd have told who was second in charge, you know, if they shut it down and they put you in jail, you're fired. And we're going to be open. And that's just it until, and hopefully other people join, because if other people don't join in, you know,
I
don't have any help.
Well, I mean, that's the question, is how long are people, you know, gonna put up with this? Tony in Greer is on the line. Lee, here we go. Tony in Greer, what's on your mind, Tony?
Well, my concern was that I think everybody's forgetting about that these are elected officials. They just as quick as they was elected, they can be unelected. And I think if you get on the phone and you call them or you text them or you email them and let them know, hey, you think you're going a little too far with this. You need to start using a little common sense instead of, you know, hurting the problem more than helping. And I think they forgot that they are elected officials. You know, we elect them. They do a dog and pony show for us to get elected. And then when they get elected, they forget who they are and who they are they're supposed to be representing. And if we don't stop now, and if we don't stand up and let them know this, this could go sour real quick. And if we go sour real quick, you know it's about what's going to happen. And I don't think we want this country to go that route right now. Eventually, it's going to happen sooner or later. I mean, I live to see it, but if they keep going this route and we don't start holding these politicians accountable for their actions and letting them know why they got elected, you know, it's going to get bad. And that's all I have to say. I mean.
Yeah,
just
well,
to remind them who they are. You know, we elected you to do the right thing, but don't use the term, I did this for the betterment of the community, the country, and the betterment of the city. No, that's not it. You know, you're hurting us more than you're helping us. And when these people start needing jobs and the food start running low and they're looking left and right and like, which way am I going? And frustration sets in, it's going to get bad. You're not going to be able to come and tell nobody you can't go here and you can't go there. And law enforcement come by saying you need to get back in your house. No. And it's going to happen if they go that route. And I see it happening, but I hope it don't.
Well, yeah. And here's the thing, though, Tony. Okay. So the beginning of this, you said contact your political, you know, your officials. Absolutely. We should be doing that a lot. But you also said, you know, the way to do this is to defeat them. I mean, we literally don't have time to defeat them at the polls before they wreck the economy. This is like an unusual situation in that way, you know? So I don't know.
November, as long as we know, is still coming up.
For now. Don't be surprised if they don't postpone that. By the way, did you see this? The Democrats already have individual states preparing for a online or mail-in ballot.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, if that happens, go ahead and assume Trump loses. The fraud will be catastrophically massive at that point.
And then will it be a legitimate election?
No.
Because and they're the ones that started this about somebody being elected and being illegitimate.
Well, that's only if you're a Republican, though. If you're a Democrat, you are always legitimately.
Always legitimate.
Yes, always. Oh my gosh. You know that Nebraska governor who outlawed the chloroquine treatment because he said Trump was a quack and it was going to get people killed? By the way, did you see the almost violent way Democrats reacted to that? The second it looked like there was a cure, they were moving to ban it all over the place. So telling. Yeah, well, that dude just got busted hoarding a supply of it. Man, if the American people had an honest media, if we just had an honest media, well, that'll never happen. Yep. Just got busted hoarding a supply. So he bans it for everybody else. They've had incredible success rates with this in three different studies. We'll see. They were small studies, so we'll see as they get bigger. That's why I haven't talked about it a lot. Just busted hoarding a supply of it. Yeah, he was using the prison system to do it. You can't make this up. After trashing Trump for daring to suggest it might be a cure. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? Meanwhile, just down the road a bit, this is in Georgia. All Fulton County residents have now been ordered to stay home or face jail or fines. So just movement in our country now is criminal. Holy cow. The county's 1.1 million residents also learned that leaving their homes could mean a fine or jail time. So this is, they'd be charged with misdemeanor and subject to fines of up to $1,000 or 12 months in jail per offense. It was interesting. I had a texter earlier, or was it a caller? I can't remember. Who was saying, you know, it's just the weirdest thing. I have papers now. And I do too. Our employer sent them around. Like papers that you can print out. They wanted us to print them out and keep them in a car to present to show that we're, you know, essential. So we can, you know, move, get gas if there's a gas line. Can you imagine if 2 months ago someone had called here and predicted you're going to need papers to move around in parts of the United States of America 6 months from now or 6 weeks from now, you'd be like, wow. Wow. Let's jump on the line with Jean in Moore. Hey, Jean.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So on that note, I'm literally horrified, appalled at what is happening. We can't just sit back and take this. So these elected officials have these 30 days Trump wants to stop the spread to wreak their havoc. There's no telling what this country will look like at the end of that 30 days. I just don't understand. We can't just sit back and let this happen. And I'm also confused as to why Trump doesn't even seem to be addressing this.
I know.
Surely he knows what is being done to churches. And it would seem to me that that would make him angry. Does he have any authority to put a stop to this madness? Or I would feel better if he at least addressed it. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, Gene, that's a brilliant point, because the thing is, we know Trump knows what this is doing to the economy, because he was the one who said, you know, what was it, like a week ago, we can't be shut down indefinitely. We should reopen by Christmas, you know, Easter.
He was uncharacteristic of him.
Yeah. And now he's sitting silently by as Fauci's out there saying we will be shut down forever, or we should be shut down forever until there's no more cases. I'm sort of... it's very uncharacteristic of Trump. I'm wondering what the plan is, and I hope there is one. Because these people have rapidly gotten out of control. And it's terrifying to see what has happened, because if we're here now and it's April, where will we be by June? I mean, Pence was out there 2 days ago saying, oh yeah, June 10th looks good. Think it'll be June 10th now. Okay, well, we know where we are now. So what will the country look like by June 10th? Gene, thank you for your phone call. Oh, by the way, that was Nevada Governor Sisolak, not Nebraska. Apologize for the error. Nevada Governor Sisolak found hoarding the coronavirus treatment drug he banned others from using. Gotta love Democrats.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.